The UN Security Council, in a statement approved by all 15 of its members, notes with deep concern what it calls the absence of an agreement on Abyei. The Council urges the parties in Sudan to calm rising tensions and to urgently reach agreement on Abyei. A referendum on self-determination for Abyei, scheduled for January 9th, has been thrown into doubt. The Council welcomed the conclusion of a peaceful registration process for a separate referendum in southern Sudan. In remarks to the Security Council, the head of United Nations Peacekeeping, Alan Lawa, said that although the security situation in southern Sudan remains relatively calm, it continues to be fragile, and he warned that the security situation could become more tense during and after the referendum.
As the Council is aware, we are working on options for possible augmentation of UN troops in Sudan to prevent any deterioration in the security situation after the referendum, and to increase our capacity to monitor possible ceasefire violations and protect civilians throughout the mission area.
The United States Ambassador to the United Nations, Susan Rice, told the Security Council that a successful referendum for southern Sudan is critical to long-term peace and stability in Sudan, adding that effective completion of registration indicates that polling can and must be concluded on schedule. But she said the status of Abyei remains unresolved.
Any resolution regarding the future of the Abyei area must respect the legally affirmed rights of the people of that region, and it must be reached with the consent of both parties. We also face additional upcoming challenges, including the effective conduct of the Southern Sudan referendum itself.
Rice also called on Sudan to immediately halt aerial bombardments and to end the arrest and harassment of human rights activists and journalists. For VOA News, this is Larry Freund in New York.